Hi, and welcome to Season 2 of the Triathlon Mental Performance Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Neil Edge. If you're new to this podcast, please feel free to listen to previous episodes of the show. On this new season, every other episode, I'll be talking to both pro triathletes and other high-level athletes from endurance sports to share about how they've overcome mental challenges in training, in addition to tips that they've received about racing faster. I also want to share a small but meaningful way that you can support the time and effort that goes into creating these episodes. If you find the information that I share on this podcast helpful and you'd like to show your appreciation, I'd invite you to consider supporting me through my Buy Me Coffee page. I'll note the link in the show notes. For those of you that use Facebook, I have a group where I share daily triathlon mental performance tips and you're welcome to join. It's called Triathlon Mindset, and I'll post a link and each of the episodes' show notes. For those who use Instagram, feel free to connect with me at triathlon_mental_performance. Also via my website at neiledge.com. That's neiledge.com. Please feel free to also write a short review on your podcast platform. I hope you enjoy the episodes. Have a wonderful day. Now, on this episode, I'll be talking about an important concept from cognitive psychology that's a game changer for you as athletes, and it's called cognitive load. We'll uncover what it is, why it's crucial for you as athletes to understand, and a tool that'll play an important role in managing it for peak performance. So let's get started. Really, in terms of the basics, cognitive load refers to the amount of mental effort being used in your working memory. Imagine your brain as a computer. There's only so much it can process at once. If you consider adding a few hundred files to your computer and expecting it to work as fast, it's obviously not going to happen. Cognitive load works on the same basis. Each additional task at work, new notification that you pay attention to, a colleague speaking to you, is the same as adding more files. You then leave work and you're still thinking about all the different tasks on your to-do list that you need to complete, which will increase your cognitive load. And we've all been there with the amount of notifications, phone ringing, dog barking, all of those things that we're trying to focus on. It really is a catastrophe in terms of your working memory, and as a result, your brain working as fast. So for you as athletes, understanding cognitive load is so important that it touches on every aspect of your journey, from redefining techniques in the pool to enhancing focus and stamina during your races. Now, why should you care about it as athletes? When you're in a big training block, training or races, your brain is juggling multiple tasks, your swim techniques, your strategy, environmental awareness, and a multitude of other different tasks that you're trying to figure out and fix. High cognitive load can cloud your focus, making it harder for you to perform at your best. It's like trying to run through mud. Now, reducing cognitive load helps to clear the path, allowing for sharper focus and a more effective decision making. It's so important in terms of your focus. How many times have you found it? And we've all been there. I was the same on my run this morning, running on a trail run and thinking about recording this podcast episode and thinking about other things that I had to do today. And I quickly then switched that back to ensure my focus. So in effect, really reducing my cognitive load. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Cognitive load just doesn't affect your mental performance. It can also influence your perceived exertion, so how hard you feel you're working. Many of you are working to RPE, or rate of perceived exertion or effort. Now, have you ever noticed how stress or distraction makes physical effort feel tougher? I'm going to be talking about a lot more about this and many other tools and strategies that you can use in future episodes to increase your pace, power, and speed, and reduce your rate of perceived effort or exertion. So that's cognitive load at work. By managing it effectively, you as athletes can improve your focus, which can in turn make challenging efforts feel more manageable. So one of the tools that I recommend, and as I said, I'll be talking about many more tools that you can understand your cognitive load and reduce it. One of the tools that I'd like to talk about today, and it's a really important one, and that tool is mindfulness. Mindfulness practices train you to focus on the present moment reducing the mental clutter that contributes to a high cognitive load. Again, how many times have you sat on Zwift and you're focusing on something, and then you're also noticed your focus drifting off about the work meeting you've got later, and so on and so on and so on. We're absolutely not mindful as people, let alone athletes. And it's such an important tool to be able to become more mindful. And there are a multitude of ways you can do that. So basically, it's about tuning into your body and the task at hand rather than being caught up in stress or distractions. Now, mindfulness in practice, what can you use? So practically speaking, mindfulness will include breathing exercises such as box breathing. Many of you that I coach or they're in my Facebook group, Triathlon Mindset. And if you're not already, feel free to click the link in the show notes to join the group, Triathlon Mindset. I write about many, many different tools and strategies and have been for the last couple of years. So I'm sure you'll gain lots of insightful information in there. So I talk about box breathing a lot to reset the autonomic nervous system, therefore becoming much less stressed. So box breathing, body scans to connect how your body feels and identify areas of tension, or even mindful running, where you focus solely on the experience of running, the rhythm of your breath, and the sensation of your feet hitting the ground. Again, what we want to do is focus purely and simply on what we're doing. Anything else outside of that, any additional thoughts about what you've got to do for what you're going to prepare for in a meeting later, or thoughts about what you're going to be eating, or anything else, will increase your cognitive load, which will ultimately have an impact on your rate of perceived exertion or effort. So by incorporating mindfulness into your routine, you as athletes can effectively reduce cognitive load, leading to improved focus, reduced RPE, and ultimately better performance. So really, to wrap up, cognitive load is critical but often overlooked aspect of athletic performance. So by understanding it, managing it through mindfulness, you can unlock new levels of focus and efficiency in our sport. So next time you're gearing up for a big race, maybe a A race or an important race leading up to it, or a tough session, remember the power of your mind. Cultivating mindfulness might just be the edge that you need. And as I said, in Triathlon Mindset, the Facebook group, on this podcast too, I'll be writing about many, many other tools that you can use to reduce your cognitive load, which really does have a significant impact. And if anybody's interested in the science behind cognitive load, the more technical response, feel free to email me at neil@neiledge.com. And I'll be happy to talk to you specifically about the science and the research, credible research around cognitive load, which will explain it in a little more detail, a little more scientific. If you're finding this podcast useful, another podcast useful, it'd be great if you could support me on this journey. I'll put a link in the show notes where you're able to buy me a virtual coffee. It's a super secure link. You can click on it and there's the option to buy me a virtual coffee there. Feel free to go to my website to learn more about me. It may be that you're coming up to one of your major races or one of your first races and you're experiencing some challenges, or that you'd like to understand more about the power of your mind in order to race faster. You're more than welcome to contact me via the website or via email at neil@neiledge.com. And like I say, if you're not in the Facebook group, you're more than welcome to join as well. I'll be happy to chat to you there. I hope that you found that useful. Feel free to comment and also leave a review if you can. And I look forward to recording the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that you found that useful. It will really help the show if you can click that follow button on your favorite podcast platform, and also leave a review, really will help. You're also welcome to join my private Facebook group, as mentioned, Triathlon Mindset. And so if you search Facebook for Triathlon Mindset, and I'll be happy to accept you into the group. But once again, thank you very much for listening.